Задание A1, A7. Вы услышите беседу корреспондента радио и преподавателя страноведения США, одного из американских колледжей. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A1, A4 соответствуют содержанию текста. One, true. Какие не соответствуют? Two, false. И о чем в тексте не сказано, то есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. Three, not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
This is Shep O'Neill with a special report. The newly established program of the American Studies is an internationally well-developed field, scholarly and educational. Our guest today is Sue Jackson. She is a lecturer of the Orleans College. Good morning, Mrs. Jackson.
Good morning, Shep.
One of the early explorers of the United States once said that America is a young country with an old history. What can you say about it, Mrs. Jackson?
Right. The earliest and the most thrilling aspect of the American history and culture is Native Americans, or Indians. Since the times of Shakespeare, these peoples have continued to soar in the imagination of the rest of humankind. Out of the Indian approach to existence, there came a great freedom, an intense and absorbing love for nature, a respect for life, enriching faith in a supreme power, and the principles of truth, honesty, generosity, equity, and brotherhood as a guide to mundane relations, says the early 20th century Dakota writer Chief Standing Bear.
So I, too, was fascinated since early childhood by these cultures and peoples. I played Indians and invented Indian names for myself.
And became part of what seems to be the general disease for what Albert Einstein once wondered. Why is it that the boys all over the world play Indians?
Really, it is so.
The same with me. Intuitively, at my early age, I felt things that I was able to explain only much later. Now I understand that the image of a horseman with a feathered war bonnet is breathtakingly beautiful. That these people knew the way of survival for the rest of the world. They were the striking example of a traditional culture that knew the ways of adaptation to the surrounding natural environment, but kept to its ancient sacred ways, never giving up values which they thought to be vitally important.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Jackson. Be with us tomorrow. We'll go on American Studies.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
This is Shep O'Neill with a special report. The newly established program of the American Studies is an internationally well-developed field, scholarly and educational. Our guest today is Sue Jackson. She is a lecturer of the Orleans College. Good morning, Mrs. Jackson.
Good morning, Shep.
One of the early explorers of the United States once said that America is a young country with an old history. What can you say about it, Mrs. Jackson?
Right. The earliest and the most thrilling aspect of the American history and culture is Native Americans, or Indians. Since the times of Shakespeare, these peoples have continued to soar in the imagination of the rest of humankind. Out of the Indian approach to existence, there came a great freedom, an intense and absorbing love for nature, a respect for life, enriching faith in a supreme power, and the principles of truth, honesty, generosity, equity, and brotherhood as a guide to mundane relations, says the early 20th century Dakota writer Chief Standing Bear.
So I, too, was fascinated since early childhood by these cultures and peoples. I played Indians and invented Indian names for myself.
And became part of what seems to be the general disease for what Albert Einstein once wondered. Why is it that the boys all over the world play Indians?
Really, it is so.
The same with me. Intuitively, at my early age, I felt things that I was able to explain only much later. Now I understand that the image of a horseman with a feathered war bonnet is breathtakingly beautiful, that these people knew the way of survival for the rest of the world. They were the striking example of a traditional culture that knew the ways of adaptation to the surrounding natural environment, but kept to its ancient sacred ways, never giving up values which they thought to be vitally important.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Jackson. Be with us tomorrow. We'll go on American studies.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.